This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, a Republican representing the Buckeye State's 4th Congressional District. We want to get his thoughts on the dueling job summits here in Washington today, one at the White House and one sponsored by congressional Republicans, as well as his input on a debate on the House floor today over what the estate tax should look like in the years ahead. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks. Thank you, Greg. Good to be with you.
Well, let's start with the job summit. Obviously, sure. The most recent employment report, and we'll get another one on Friday, but the one from October says that our unemployment rate is 10.2%. It's steadily increased over the past several months. The administration says the stimulus plan prevented it from being a whole lot worse, but now they need to actually grow jobs in this country, and they're having all sorts of different folks over at the White House to come up with ideas on how to do that. What do you make of that? Some say it's just a media stunt. Others say they're actually collecting good ideas. What do you think?
No, it's a photo op. Look, it's not rocket science. We know what fosters economic growth. We know what creates jobs. That's the private sector, and the framework that the government sets up for the private sector to do that is one where you reduce the tax burden on small business owners and on families. Small business owners employ 70-some% of the people in our economy. You got to reduce the regulatory burden, the tax burden, and frankly, you got to quit piling up this debt that we're doing. So it's not rocket science, but the element that's missing from this administration is the single most important element. It's the discipline in government to do the right thing. It's always easy to just keep throwing money at things. But if big federal government spending was going to get us out of this mess, Greg, we'd have been out of it a long time ago, because that's all this government's been doing for a year now.
Well, let's talk about some of the points you just made. You said it's kind of a three-pronged approach. Get on the right side of taxes, regulation, and deficits.
Yep.
First of all, with taxes, which ones would you address, and how would you address them?
Cap gain tax, lower the corporate tax rate, and frankly, lower the income tax rate, which is what the rate that most small business, most family-owned businesses pay through. So it's a reduction in those. But you could also just start by don't raising any more tax. I mean, I thought Eric Cantor gave a great speech yesterday at the Heritage Foundation where he talked about at least don't make the problem worse. Don't keep spending and spending and spending. Don't keep adding more regulation to our already overregulated businesses. And don't increase taxes. The truth is, though, if you really want to foster economic growth, you need to cut the tax burden, reduce the tax burden on the small business owners out there, and that's cap gains, that's the corporate tax rate, and it's more importantly that income tax rate, that personal rate, which most small business owners pay.
What about regulation? What's been added, and perhaps more importantly, what needs to be removed?
Here's what's scary. It's not just what's been added, it's what's being talked about being added. Well, I've said this now for months. One of the things that is really, I think, hurting the ability of our economy to have the kind of growth you would typically see as you come out of a recession is small. Remember, business owners are smart people. Business owners take educated risk. They don't take crazy risk. And right now they're asking themselves, you know, I'd like to bring those three or four people I had to let go here in the last year and a half. I'd like to bring them back to work. I'd like to do that expansion I was planning on doing, you know, adding on to our small business, building that building on the back of our current structure. We'd like to do all those things, but you know what? We're going to hold off because we don't know what these bozos in Congress are going to do next. Are they going to pass the cap and trade? Are they going to pass this health care bill with the $730 billion in new taxes? Are we going to pass this new Financial Regulatory Reform Act, which will do to the financial industry and our credit industries what the health care bill wants to do to our health care industry? So they're asking themselves, what's the next shoe to drop? And because they don't know, and there's all this uncertainty and all this speculation about taxes and regulation coming, they're holding and they're not doing the things that would typically happen as an economy starts to move out of a recession. That's what's really, in my judgment, the single biggest impediment to economic growth we're seeing right now.
So if they're in a holding pattern right now because they don't know what's going to happen with these pieces of legislation, all of which have been endorsed by this president and the Democratic leadership in Congress, if they were to be approved, what would be the reaction by small business owners?
Oh, I think it would be even worse than what we see right now. Instead of just having 10% unemployment, we'd have it higher. You know, you'd continue to see our deficit go up, which is making everyone nervous. Every family, every taxpayer out there is nervous about that. You'd continue to see the bad things that are going on right now in our economy. I think they would exacerbate those problems. They would not help them.
What about on the Republican side? You had your own sort of job summit today. Was that a photo op as well, or what else was discussed there?
Well, you know, this is going to sound, I guess, too partisan, but the truth is, every time you do the things that we've talked about, every single time, it's just historical fact. When you let small business owners and families keep more of their money, good things happen in your economy. When you reduce the tax burden on the job creators out there, good things happen in your economy. When you deficit spend and you create new government programs and the ever-increasing size of government, you add to the debt, and you diminish the potential for your economy to grow. So that's the fundamental point, and it's so frustrating because everyone wants to talk about some new, oh, we got this new fancy program, we got the TARP program, we got this home mortgage program, on and on and it goes, and they never work because the marketplace always does a better job than the big central planners here in the federal government.
We're talking with Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan. And Congressman, another issue related to small business owners and even family farmers was also addressed on the House floor today, and that's a Democratic approach to changing the way the estate tax, or death tax as some call it, is calculated. Basically what happened, and you could probably articulate this better than I can, is the 2001 Bush tax cuts gradually phased out the estate tax, and at the start of next year it wouldn't exist but would come back full force in 2011. What do the Democrats want to do here, and why did you oppose it?
They want to keep the tax where it is today instead of letting it go to zero next year where it's scheduled to go, which is frankly where it should be. Look, families pay taxes their whole life, and then when you pass away, they're going to hit you. The government's going to get you one more time and grab the money, and it's tough to pass on that farm or pass on that small business to your kids and your grandkids. So this bill would say, instead of letting it go to zero next year, we're going to keep it where it's at now. We're going to make that permanent. It also, and this is very important, because the Democrats will argue, well, look, we got a $3.5 million exemption, and then it's at 45%. But they don't index it for inflation. So long term, you were going to run into the same. No one thought the alternative minimum tax was going to hit families like it does today when they first did it, because it was only designed to get those, you know, the tax was only there for those wealthy people. But today it hits all kinds of American families. That's a problem with the bill as well. So you saw us oppose it in a very strong way. There shouldn't be a death tax. You've paid taxes your whole life, and now the government wants to get you one more time.
What's the penalty right now? You said it's like the AMT. There was no indexing for inflation, so it's going to get worse over time. The Democrats right now say that it's just a microscopic fraction of super rich people that have to pay this. But right now, what percentage of people and what kind of people are being forced to pay this tax?
It's less than 1% that they say are going to be above the 3.5 million. But again, that's where the alternative minimum tax started, and we know where that's like. Look, when government gets their hands on your money, they want to keep grabbing it. And if they can continue to get a little bit more each year with inflationary concern, they're going to keep that up. So you got to have that safeguard built in from the get go, and that this bill does not have that. In addition to the fact, the fundamental point is we shouldn't have a death tax. It's frankly un-American.
This issue hasn't gotten as much attention as the healthcare debate and cap and trade and even TARP and to some extent the CFPA and all that we've talked about with the banking industry. But with all of this accumulated, how frustrated are your constituents right now?
I think very frustrated. When I'm out there talking, I mean, the American people get it. You got a congressman this week talking about, I mean, think about this, Greg, this unprecedented involvement of the government in our personal and private sector lives. We now have, I mean, this is amazing to me. We now have a federal government pay czar in the United States of America telling private American citizens how much money they can make. And it's limited, I mean, I understand it's limited right now to the context of these financial institutions, the executives there who took TARP money. But when you couple that fact with statements made by people like Senator Schumer, who said, you know, we might need to look in the future at any executive at any publicly traded company having the pay czar determine what kind of pay they're going to. I mean, that is scary. And so this American CEO, we had a congressman this week say maybe we need a bailout for the newspaper and for the press. I mean, talk about First Amendment problems. That is dangerous. So American citizens are, and rightly so, outraged and frankly scared about some of the things, some of the proposals they are seeing from this current government. And I am too, and that's why we continue to speak out, and you're seeing American citizens exercise their First Amendment rights and speak out against this stuff.
Congressman, very key issues that are being discussed and debated right now. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Keep it up.
You too, sir. Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio's 4th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.